From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Coil in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On the workshop bench, a young hare named Coil held up a paperclip, then waved a wound-up loop of wire near it, and the paperclip jumped to the wire and stuck, though nothing had touched it. "Watch that again," Coil said, delighted, every time. Hares are all about springs and sudden motion, and Coil had found the most surprising spring of all, a loop of wire that turns current into a reach. "This is a coil," she said, winding an imaginary loop in the air. "Run current through a wire wound in loops, and it makes a magnetic field, an invisible reach that can pull, push, and move things across a gap. That's not magic. That's a coil doing its one astonishing job."
Coil built on the workshop's habit of physical analogies, but hers was about momentum rather than water. "A coil is like a heavy flywheel," she'd say, spinning her paw. "A spinning wheel doesn't want to start suddenly, and once it's spinning, it doesn't want to stop suddenly. A coil is the same with current. It resists sudden change. Push current in fast, and it pushes back. Cut it off fast, and it tries to keep it going. Inductance," she explained, "is that pushback against change, and it's measured in Henry's." But the part she loved most was the reach. She'd build a simple electromagnet on the breadboard, wire wound around a nail, and touch the current on and off, and the nail picked up paper clips and dropped them. "Current in the loop makes a magnetic field," she said. "Turn the current up, the field grows. That's a motor. That's a speaker. That's the doorbell and the crane that lifts cars. All of it is current becoming magnetism in a coil."
Coil never made it mysterious. "It's a wound wire," she'd say. "You can build it. Wrap wire around a nail, run current, watch it grab a paperclip. Turn the current off, watch it let go. Every bit of it is right there on the bench to see. See and build the workshop way, even for the invisible field, whose reach you could map with a scatter of iron filings or the jump of a paperclip." Coil came from a warren of spring makers who built the toys and traps of the village, everything that snapped, sprung, or spun. Young Coil was fascinated by the one spring that worked without touching, a wound wire that reached out invisibly. The day she made a nail pick up a paperclip across a gap of air, she understood her craft. A loop of current is a reach. Invisible momentum you can aim.
One day, Watt, the workshop mentor, came to the warren. "What is a coil?" Watt asked. Coil wound a loop in the air and waved it near a paperclip, which jumped. "It's a wound wire that turns current into a magnetic field," she said. "It resists sudden change, like a flywheel resists starting and stopping, and it reaches across a gap to pull or push. Motors, speakers, electromagnets, all coils. And you can build one with wire and a nail." Watt smiled. "You are appointed," he said. In her classroom, Coil begins each lesson with the paperclip jump, then hands out wire and nails and lets the students build their own electromagnets and feel the invisible reach switch on and off under their fingers. She teaches her students a few habits about coils. A coil turns current into a magnetic field. Wind wire in loops. Run current, and it reaches out invisibly. Pull, push, move. It resists sudden change. Like a heavy flywheel, a coil doesn't want current to start or stop abruptly. That pushback is inductance. More loops, stronger reach. Add turns of wire or a nail core, and the field grows. You can feel it grab harder. Off doesn't mean instant. A coil tries to keep its current going for a moment when you cut it, the flywheel coasting down. A motor is a coil that spins. Current becomes magnetism, becomes motion. Every motor you own is this trick, repeated. Coil tells her students, "My first electromagnets were too few turns and barely grabbed a thing. That's not a failure. That's a weak field asking for more loops.
Add turns, try again. Feel it grab harder.
When a student asks how an invisible field can possibly move a real object, Coyle always answers the same delighted way, waving her loop. Because current in a loop reaches. You can't see the field, but you can see the paperclip jump. Build the coil, and the reach is yours to switch on. Coyle touches the current on and watches a paperclip leap across the gap to the wound wire, then off, and it drops. And the hard to start, hard to stop momentum she's always felt in her springy hare's body has become a bright, something reaching across wonder. The gladness of aiming an invisible pole with her own two paws.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to COIL. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.